Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 10 minutes to 8 on your Tuesday morning.
And Rach, you know, in the past couple of weeks how we've heard in the news how there have been some Mpox, three Mpox cases that have popped up here in Victoria.
Yes.
Yes, well, tomorrow Thorn Harbour Health are doing a pop-up Mpox vaccination hub. We've talked about Mpox over the past year a couple of times, normally when we've had Kel on the show.
Yep.
Kel's going to be coming in on Thursday, but by then the pop-up hub will be done. So last week I was hosting a fundraiser trivia for Thorn Harbour Health, and their CEO, Simon Ruth, was there. So I thought, you know what? I was going to grab Simon, drag Simon out, and just find out exactly what it's all about. And here's the chat we had.
Why are we doing a pop-up thing? Are we not reaching people the right way? Like, what's the...
So we've got the pop-up clinic on Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. in Abbotsford, 200 Hoddle Street at our head office. And I guess the reason we're doing that, the three cases that we've had in the last couple of weeks are more concerning than the ones we had last year.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how they've got it. So the ones we had last year, we could track them all to overseas travel very easily, either from themselves or the person they'd had sex with. This time we have three separate cases that are completely unlinked. And there is no evidence of any overseas travel. So they're all locally acquired cases. So we know that there's underlying monkeypox going around Melbourne somewhere. And so we're just wanting to encourage people to be aware of your bodies. If there's anything going on down there, go and get it checked. Go and see preferably a sexual health doctor at one of the big clinics, community clinics.
Yeah, because if you go to an actual doctor, they may not know or point you in the right direction.
An actual doctor might misdiagnose us. So one of the doctors I spoke to said with one of the recent cases, it actually looked like pimples, and it was only that they were concerned and they sent it off, and they discovered it was monkeypox, and one of the other ones was misdiagnosed as gonorrhea initially, until Melbourne Sexual Health caught it and said, we actually need to get this checked.
Yeah.
So these three cases, we're a bit concerned about it. Plus, they all occurred before the long weekend, the Anzac weekend, and Melbourne had a number of big parties over that weekend. So
yes.
Over the next couple of weeks, we actually might start to see a few more cases. So everyone needs to be getting checked. And if you haven't had your second vaccination or any vaccinations, you need to come along and get that. We still believe that two vaccinations at least 28 days apart is the only course of action that we really have to prevent it, apart from, you know, moderating your sex life. There's no evidence to suggest you need a booster shot as yet. But we know there's about 3,000 people in Melbourne who got one shot, didn't get a second shot.
Okay, all right.
And one of these recent cases had only had one vaccine.
Okay.
So come in and get your second shot, and that's the way to either prevent it or at least to stop it being a bad case of monkeypox if you do pick it up.
Yeah, so that's on Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Walk-in
clinic at Thorn Harbour Health, 200 Hoddle Street in Abbotsford.
Yep.
Thank you, Simon.
Excellent. Cheers.
That was Simon Ruth from Thorn Harbour Health. I had a chat with him over the weekend because tomorrow Thorn Harbour is doing a pop-up Mpox vaccine hub.
Yes, make sure you head along and get your vaccination. As I said, someone with one vaccination has actually contracted it, so you want to make sure that you're on top of it and have both of them.
Yeah, two is the way to go, and you just have to have them 28 days apart. Now, Thorn Harbour Health is located at 200 Hoddle Street in Abbotsford. This clinic is going to be running from 1 to 8 tomorrow on Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can just walk in. You don't have to make an appointment.
Thorn Harbour wants to encourage everyone to stay on top of your regular sexual health testing and book an appointment with your local clinic or GP as well.
Yeah, so everyone get onto that. We'll also share the details of that on our socials as well, so everyone can just be more aware. And if you haven't had both your Mpox doses, why not do that? But it is a Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's totally tricky, true or false trivia. Now, Rach, many people are messaging in reckoning that most of the true or false trivia facts you've got today are all true.
Now, they may or may not be correct.
Let's hear them.
Are we giving the answers away now?
No, let's give it. Let's Let's keep going.
All right, you have until just after 8 o'clock. All right, number one, more people live in China today than the world population 150 years ago.
Do you reckon that's true or false?
Number two, you use over 100 muscles every time you talk.
True or false?
And number three, girls taste better than boys.
No, finish the whole sentence.
Or they have more taste buds.
Yeah, they have. Do girls have more taste buds than boys? Because I've got a lot to say on the whole girls versus boys taste. They both taste good.
But do you know what? You might be wrong though, Dean.
Oh, you never know. Well, if you reckon you know the answers, message in on 0427 569949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
Let's hear those statements one more time, Rach.
Number one, more people live in China today than the entire world population 150 years ago.
True or false?
Number two, you use over 100 muscles every time you talk.
True or false?
And number three, girls taste better than boys and they have more taste buds.
True or false, the way you say that? Oh, we're going to be giving the answers just around 8 o'clock, so get those messages in. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and it's 5 minutes to 8.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.